Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So this is a 1988 grocery store training video. We're picking it up in the middle. I don't really know the context, except the headline says, Marge is never wrong. Marge appears to be the older woman who's worked at the grocery store a long time.
Oh, yeah, it seems like it's just a how to handle customers when they come through your checkout lane.
Yep.
Different scenarios that you need to be aware of.
Now, how about that customer who unknowingly makes a mistake?
So there's an old man standing at the checkout, and Barbara's there wearing her fully gusseted smock with three scarves. And old man Dennis is standing there staring at his Cheerios going, this is hard, Hadley.
Kind of looks like Mr. Rogers.
A little bit. And she's just waving to people, waiting. And he's like, I would like to be checked out now.
Mister, not so fast.
What's wrong?
You see the sign?
So what?
Well, can you read it?
It says 10 items or less.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Get him, Barbara.
Oh,
you're not allowed in this lane.
Oh,
it's 10 items or less.
Whoa.
Wow.
Let's put the customer.
Wow.
Marge.
She just, she threw all his crap back in his cart and said, get out.
Yeah, I expect that behavior out of Rhubarb Barbara.
Right.
But not out of Madge or whatever her name is.
Marge.
Let's put the customer first. Now, here's how to handle it.
Excuse me, sir, but did you know that this is a lane for 10 items or less?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
I'm just a worm with a face.
What a bird-faced idiot.
Yeah.
He had the saddest looking face, and it's like, bro, I know you can count and you can read.
Oh, he's got bad scoliosis.
Yeah,
too.
His posture is real jack.
Mr. Question Mark, next time go through a different line.
I'll check you through. But next time, as a convenience to the people in line behind you, please remember that the express lane is for 10 items or less.
Boy,
God,
you know what?
It was better the first time when it was more time efficient and she just kicked his ass out.
Yeah. It would be a lot quicker if I didn't get this lecture. Marge or Barbara or whatever your name is.
Everybody's going to be, every old lady on the show's Barbara today because of that stupid tongue twister.
She was just aggressive at first. Now she's just passive aggressive.
Yeah, I like the aggressive better.
Yeah, just check them out and don't say anything.
Items or less.
Next time I'll remember. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I'll go to any check stand you're not in, lady.
A smile can help a lot in handling tough customer situations. If handled correctly, customers understand.
Whoa.
Sometimes an interruption is necessary to our customers, like when making a shift change or picking up a turn-in.
These are things you didn't need to see in a video.
It was so
maddening starting these jobs back then. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, really? We are allowed to stop working for a second at the end of our shift and have someone else take over? Thank God I had this video explaining how it works with dramatic reinvention. Oh, Marge.
Oh,
cover your mouth
man,
when you yawn. You look like
yawning.
A trout.
Joan, I've got a turn in for you.
I thought it was
Joan.
Marge.
Yeah, she's Joan
what
now.
The hell?
This lady, she can play so many characters.
Yeah, this is her twin.
Joan,
she's a
I've
loser.
I've got a turn
yawns.
In for you.
Oh, thanks. Now you're going to have to wait around until we count it up.
Now you're going to have to wait around till we count it up.
This is before she hobbled James Caan in Misery.
Yeah.
Wow.
Accurate. The remarkable thing about this video, and I know nobody can see it, but everyone in it is under 35 years old. but they all look like they're 65 years old at bare minimum.
You think the check stand lady's under 35?
I'll bet she's no more than 40. In the mid-80s?
Oh, you're right.
I'll bet she is.
Not everybody can age as gracefully as me and Hot Wings.
No, not everyone can.
The best
they didn't drink water back then.
They didn't. That lady's had one sip of water for the 80s.
She had 9 tabs every day. That was it. Huh.
The best approach is to acknowledge the delay, honestly and politely.
She did the first time. Oh, not politely.
Where are you?
That's great.
Excuse me, Joan. I have a turn-in for you.
Oh, thanks. Excuse me, but I have to stop for a moment now and do some accounting. It'll just take a minute.
Accounting.
You know, does a store manager always walk up in the middle of a checkout and say, could you stop what you're doing and count something different?
That seems like bad management. I would just be could you actually just wait a second so I can tell this customer who I should probably help?
Yeah.
Is there a video for managers?
Yeah.
There should have been, but there wasn't.
I'll get you out of here right away.
No problem.
And get you out of here right away.
You have to be sensitive to our policies and procedures.
Look, there's a cart they wheeled it in on. Yeah, I love that. Right? The TV's there, the big VCR that probably doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that VCR, 8 feet thick.
Yes.
Oh,
God. There's four wires coming out of it for no reason. Yes.
As well as to the customer's needs. Now we get to our final letter.
Ooh.
T, which is for thank you. And here's where you have a heavy responsibility. You're in the best position
Thank you is the hardest part of the job.
Especially to these ingrates who come in and take our food and give us money.
These a-holes with no muscle tone at all who try to have 11 items in the 10 item or less lane.
You're in the best position to end the customer's shopping trip on a positive note.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could I please have paper bags?
No, come bitch.
Oh, let's see what he says.
Get out of my store. I bagged this already.
I'm sorry, too, lady. I've already bagged them. You want paper bags? Please.
Oh, God. She's going to get racist on this guy.
You can have them.
Oh,
he just
damn.
Took a stack of paper bags and threw them in her cart.
Amazing.
That's a dream come true.
So to be clear, is this the way you're supposed to do it or not supposed to
do it? Do it this way.
I assume so.
Let's look at it another way.
I'm sorry, sir. Could I please have paper bags?
Oh, sure. No problem, ma'am. There you go. And thanks for shopping with us.
Thank you very much.
Always ask yourself, what would Huey Lewis do?
Sometimes the game isn't over until it's over. Watch how that service clerk ignores that customer he just finished bagging for.
Hey, you had the baby, you watch him.
He's just stacking all these bags into this lady who's holding a baby.
She's too old to have had that baby. Yeah. Leave your grandkids at home when you go to buy your Metamucil.
Again, she's 27.
Yeah, she's definitely a young mom. And there's like a little kid running around in the background. Oh, man, this is hilarious. I hope it's rough.
The less he notices.
Hey, once they're bagged, I'm done.
Let's try for a slightly more...
guy's all smug.
Once they're bagged, I'm done.
Professional finish.
Excuse me, ma'am. Let me help you. I'll take these bags to your car for you.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Keep talking like this.
Thank you. No problem. Just... our way of saying thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, now she's got a cart?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Put the kid
right?
in the cart.
Yeah. I mean, really, this is on her. I mean, the last one, she didn't have the cart. I mean, what was her deal?
Have you considered using a rubber so you don't have so many kids, lady? Might make shopping here at Pathmark a little easier.
Here we go.
He just takes the car and plows through the kid.
Friendly, intro, react, smile.
I like the graphics.
And thank you.
Very nice.
Very Saved by the Bell-ish. Why does it just say Jewel here?
That's the name of the company.
Oh.
No, actually, this was produced by singer Jewel.
Yeah. She was 11.
Who will bag your soul? It's about fish.
Fish? Is there a fish called Soul?
I think so.
Oh. Well, I have Soul. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Very popular 80s fish, guys.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Every decade has their popular fish.
Yeah, mix in some orange Ruffy, Maitland. Do you even fish, bro?
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, that's what everybody was having in the 90s. 2000s, it was tilapia.
Yep.
You know.
Now what is it?
Now? Oh, it's back to salmon. Everybody loves salmon.
Yeah. The universal fish.
Yeah.
It's like O positive. You can put it in anything.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.